We're doing Iyov. We're up to what's called the 19th chapter, the 26th Pasuk. And Iyov has said, he has described that he recognizes that God runs the world. But he says, I want you to know, God has been unfair to me. He has trapped me. He has taken away my dignity. He has let out his anger at me, treated me like an enemy, sent every battalion he can to afflict me. Anyone who knew me distanced themselves from me. People are disgraced by me and they disgraced me. Even the people I loved have turned against me. My wife has turned against me. And you, my friends, have pity because God has extended his hands against me. Why do you chase after me? Why is it that you're ravenous as though to devour my flesh? If only my words were written, if only a book would be written about Job, a book for eternity. And I know, Iyov says, I know my Redeemer is extant, he's alive, he will be, when all else is gone, he is there. Pasuk Chafav, Ve'achar ori nikef uzot. And even though I recognize that God is eternal, I am being afflicted to no end. It's as though after they're done with my skin, they break my bones. Umi besari echeze Eloah. And even though I'm withered, there's almost nothing left of me. The little that's left looks out and recognizes that God exists. He says, I see more of God than of myself because I'm so emaciated. Umi besari. More than my own flesh can be recognized, because if you look at me, I'm such a shriveled man at this point that there's nothing left of me. And yet, more than I can see myself, I see God. Umi besari echeze Eloah. So, Chazal applied this pasuk slightly differently. They said, from the medical field, from science, from looking at mibsari, look at yourself, look at the way the body functions, echeze Eloah, you could see God. That's how Chazal derived the pasuk. Asher ani echezeli ve'einai ra'u ve'lo zahar kalu chilyotai b'cheiki. Yov says, everyone knows my suffering. And nonetheless, my eyes see no one else, what no one else sees, and that is that inside my intestines are finished. No one else can sense what I feel inside. Everyone sees the external suffering. But I'll tell you, Asher ani echeze li ve'inai ra'u ve'lo zar, the things that I witnessed, that no one else witnesses, and that is the afflictions that are happening inside of me. Ki tomeru ma nirdaf lo v'shoresh davar nimtzavi. You say to me, ma nirdaf lo ki tomeru, when you say to me, why should we chase after him? Ma nirdaf lo. Why should we chase after him? At the end of the day, what sin do you attribute to me? You keep saying, I don't try enough to recognize that God is running the world. Iyov says, I know as much as you could know. The shoresh davar, the root of the thing. You want me to know God? I know as much as a human being can know at this point. Guru lachem. And so Iyov says, you should be scared. You should leave me alone. Be scared for your own lives. Mipnei chariv, ki chema avonot chariv. Yov says, you have to be scared. You know, there are wild people out there. And you're, so to speak, angry at me. You're zealous towards me. I've done nothing wrong. I have no sins. And you can't tell me that I have any of the sins that would cause me to be chased by the sword. And Eov says, Ki chema avonot chariv, because the anger that you anger at me is unjust, and it is a sin on your behalf. It is a sin that can cause the sword to come and chase after you. You are wrong, my friends. You're turning against me, and in a zealous fashion, you're angry at me. Eov, be a more God-fearing person. Why are you suffering like this? Because you're not the way you should be, Eov. How are you talking? Eov says, listen here. Guru lachem, you have what to be scared of now. Mipnei cherev, from the sword. Ki chema, for your anger, avonot charev, is a sin that God sends the sword after. Leman teideun shadon. The word shadon is like asher don. Eov says, don is like din. Shadon asher din. Leman teideun asher din. Because you still have to know, Eov turns the tables on them, that there is justice in the world. You claim that God is watching over, He'll pay back. That's what you keep telling me. Well, if that's so, you have what to be scared of. Because what you've done to me is unfair. To blame me for my own suffering, yes, God has turned against me. But now, let me tell you guys, you have to worry for your own lives. Because going with your theory that everything here is fair, you have everything to worry about. You. In this speech, Eov has gone out against his friends more than he ever did before. And he tells them, why do you keep telling me it's my fault? Can you point to a specific thing I've done wrong? I know as much as one could know of God. And I don't accept the fact that you keep telling me I'm wrong. You say, hey, it's my fault. It's not true. I don't deserve it. And you're telling me I don't work hard enough to know God? That's not true. I know God as best as a human being can know God. And the fact that you dare speak to me the way you are, so you should know that the one who does watch over what's going on here, the one that you're saying pays back everyone the way he should, well, you have to be worried about that, going with your theories. How much Eov believes in it or not, that depends on which shita we go with. Whether Eov believed that there was sachar v'onesh, just maybe there was a mess up in the computers up there, like Chazal say, that they switched Eov to Oyev. How much Eov is saying l'shitatchem, going with your logic, you guys have what to worry about. That depends on which interpretation we'll go with to all of Eov's speeches. So Eov has finished his speech, and Tzofar HaNa'amati is now going to respond. Vayan Tzofar HaNa'amati Vayomar. What's he going to say? Lachen Seipai yeshivun uva'avur chushibi. Because you've spoken so much, so I'm forced to answer you. I feel so much that I'm so embarrassed by what you say, I have to respond. I can't just sit here quietly. Lachen seipai yeshivun. My thoughts must respond. Seipai are my thoughts. Uva'avur chushivi, and because of what I sense within me, musal kelimati eshmaha, because I hear of the way you rebuke us, you shame us, and therefore, veruach mibinati yaneni, and therefore I feel forced to share with you what understanding I have. I am forced to answer you, Eov. The way you speak to me, I can't stay quiet. You told us, your friends, leave me alone, leave me for peace. I can't. The way you speak to us now, I have to answer you, Eov. Hazot yadata miniad minisim adam alei aretz. If it's true that this is what you know, and he's going to explain what this is. That's the continuation of the speech. He's saying, you know, the following facts, which you cannot deny. Hazot yadata, do you know? And this is eternal knowledge that's always been around. Mini ad, the knowledge that everyone knows. This is like it's a given. The whole world knows this is so. Minisim adam le'aretz, from the time God planted man on earth. Do you know what everyone else knows? Kirinenat reshaim mikarov. The joy of the wicked is something that's just short-lived. Mikarov, it's short-lived. It's not going to last. Vesimchat chaneif adeiraga. And the happiness of a person who is chaneif, he's a sycophant. Adeiraga, that's something that's a short time. It's not going to last a long time. He's saying the same thought twice. Im ya'ale la'shamayim si'o. If his height reaches the heavens, v'rosho la'av yagia, and his head reaches the clouds. Kigelelo la'netzach yoved. You know, he'll be quick to fall down. Kigelelo, what is galal? Like his stool. Yeah, his feces, his stool. Kigelelo, just like his stool comes out, and it's lost, right? So too he will quickly be lost. Ro'av yomeru ayo. Those who saw him, saw how successful he was, they'll say, where is he? You know, he's gone. That was fast. Kachalom ya'uf ve'lo yimtza'uhu ve'yudad kechezion layla. He'll pass like a fleeting dream that flies by at night and you can't find any evidence of it the next morning. Ve'yudad, and he will like hop away. Ve'yudad kechezion layla, like the vision of the night. Ayin shezafatu ve'lo tosif, the eye that saw him won't see him anymore. Ve'lo tishurenu mikomo, they won't see his place anymore. Banav yiratzu dalim. His children will lose their position of power, and having no choice, they'll have to appease the poor who their father stole from. They'll be in a position where they're at the hands of the poor, so suddenly they'll find themselves appeasing the poor over the way their father treated them and stole from them. V'yadav tashev na'ono, and his hands, either the father when he's weakened, or the hands of his children, will have to give back the things he stole. He'll see how he's being brought down, and then he'll have no choice but to give back the things he stole. Atzmotav male'u alumav v'imo alafar tishkav. His bones are filled with his sins. Male'u alumav. Alumav, filled with his youth, like elen, youth. His bones are filled with his youth, with the sinful ways of his youth. Ve'imo alafar tishkav, and with those sins he will ultimately be laid to rest on the earth. He'll be buried with those sins. So you see, a wicked person successful. Sofar says the same thing they've been saying all along. It's short-lived. You know, you're telling me everything you're saying. We're going to have to see how Sofar is responding to your claims. But his first point is, you know, when people are successful and they're wicked, it's short-lived. They don't live to enjoy it completely. Their children end up suffering. It's not long-lived. And we'll continue over here, Bezachim, next time.